This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the show starts now for the week on the
Usual
Suspects.
Well, that
was fast. ESPN 97.5. Yes. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Obviously, if you are out and about, please listen to Fred and Aaron and AJ as they'll get you ready for the weekend. Not that they're going to be setting the table with any sports to be gambling on, but they will entertain you and probably give you the latest on anything and everything that's going on. Mark Cuban challenging some folks. Tweeted 6 minutes ago. Almost 16 years ago, Microsoft paid $32 billion in a special dividend that equated to about $300 per American household. Now would be a good time for them, Apple, Facebook, Berkshire Hathaway, Google, and other cash-heavy companies to step up and do the same.
Amen.
Woo! You go, Mark Cuban.
Yep. And you know what? As much as he's been doing, he has the right to do that.
I agree.
That's a guy who offered to pay the salaries. Now, did you see where he came out and said he will pay, was it the child care? He will pay for child care of people that have to work during this time.
He also
because
said,
their kids can't go to school. So I think it was health care workers. He said he was going to foot the bill for them to get child care.
Yeah.
That's
he
amazing.
Also said that if you work for him and you're out and about and you're not going to a major chain, you're going to a mom and pop restaurant for takeout, coffee shop, whatever it may be. Bring the receipt and he'll reimburse you.
Yep.
So that's the kind of owner you want to work for.
He's walking the walk as he calls out these other corporations, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. You know, I'm not a socialist per se, but I think this is a time when you want others to rally. Well, if it's at this point, it's about the haves and the have-nots, because we are going through, this country is in the midst of a crisis. And so, you know, those that have profited off of everybody else that's ever bought Windows or a Windows product or an Apple product or a Nike product or Berkshire Hathaway owns stock in millions of or hundreds of companies, if they've all profited off of us as the public, it wouldn't kill them to give back. It absolutely wouldn't kill them
to
give back.
And I also think, like I
said, and this time, I'm not asking anybody personally for a handout, but I'm suggesting there are people in dire straits.
There absolutely are.
And it would not kill these companies to give back to the people that made them as rich as they are.
I would hope that if I ever got that big, I would plan for something like that. Like in the event, any of these disasters, a death in the company, all that, especially when it comes down to the hourly wage employees, that I would have some sort of contingency plan to do that. I feel like Mark Cuban is doing a pretty good job.
Absolutely.
He's doing a great job.
I would imagine Facebook, Google, and all the rest of these people, they should be doing
but
something.
But I don't think they are. Mm. We're not hearing about it.
Not yet.
Now, hopefully they're taking care of their employees, first and foremost. Whether they publicize it or not, then I get that.
Yep.
But, you know, I think that Cuban has done everything from making sure that his hourly waged and game night staff in arena with ticket takers and ushers and security, he took care of them first. And he just kept going from there. He didn't stop. Or you mentioned Phil Knight, the president of Nike, and his top-ranking officials all took all of their money out of their own pocket to contribute millions to take care of their folks and other folks.
That's great.
Those are the good ones. Those are the ones where you see that whether you publicize it or not, that's just people being really good at a really tough time.
And look, I was very critical of Halliburton earlier in the week when they issued the furloughs. And I stand by what I said in that everybody else in that company below the senior director level was, well, not everybody, but 3,500 employees at their corporate headquarters at the North Belt campus where I used to work. 3,500 of those employees were furloughed week on, week off. They don't get paid when they're off. They're working 2 weeks a month. So basically their salary was cut in half. Now, I will say as a casualty of that company having been laid off when oil was lean 6 years ago, I admire them for furloughing and not just having massive job cuts. So at least these folks still have a check and they still receive their full benefits and health insurance. My hat goes off to them for that. But senior director and above, no furloughs, no cuts is what I was told by people that work there, friends of mine that work there. And if that is true, shame on them. Because – we're all taking cuts, right? And I want to just say I admire this company that they did the best they could to avoid any layoffs. And, you know, from top to bottom, everybody's doing their part to make a sacrifice. And so at that, when you look at executives of oil companies like Halliburton not willing to give up bonuses or whatever, that's bad.
Roger Goodell, for example, doesn't he have like a $30 or $45 million salary, something like that?
Upwards of 40 per year.
Has like a lifetime. He has a private jet for a lifetime, lifetime insurance for him and his family.
Yep.
You know, this is the guy that needs to give back. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of salary right there.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about, you know, folks like us. I'm talking about folks that, you know, a single mom with two or three kids that worked two jobs as a waitress, and now she has no job, but she still has three kids. Those are the ones that my heart just breaks for. And if I had more, I would give more. You know what I mean? But I'm with you. If you see people that are millionaires that are posting videos, and it's like, cool, now give back. Help others. Help your fellow man. Help out a little bit.
I mean, even the biggest criminals and thieves in the world gave back. Let's be honest.
Right?
Let's be honest. All these, like, cartels. You're
talking about the Cowboys? The Dallas Cowboys? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, them
what?
Too.
The what?
But, yeah, I just feel like even criminals would give back. Like, you should give back.
Oh, without a doubt.
Not to glorify criminals, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No. So, I mean, there are good people out there doing great things. Do you think Mark Cuban owns a hotel?
How can he not, right?
I'm just asking because I've wondered if he would take their vacation and pay away and then have to give it back when the paper publicizes it.
Oh.
See that? On the flip side, you see what the Chronicle the other day ran a story about how Tillman, first of all, the Chronicle did clickbait and made the headline all about Tillman pulls vacation pay or vacation and leave from employees, and everybody thought it was the Rockets. And then when you read it, he did it at his hotel over here. Oof. His hotels. And then once that started catching some steam and people started commenting and going, what are you doing, whatever, they had to do not even a retraction, they had to do an addition to the story that he had pulled a 180 and changed his mind, and his spokesperson had come out to say that that's a bad look.
So he just flat out said, okay, I won't do it.
Said they changed their mind and they're not going to tell people to use their vacation and sick time and
in these times.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Wasn't a very good look. And it's also, you know, the other thing too is even from a Rockets perspective, because they were trying to catch the wave of all the different, you know, Zion and Kevin Love, and then all the teams that started to jump on board saying we're taking care of our people. The Rockets said we are too. And then Mark Berman and other people said, Tad Brown was out in front of it making these statements saying we are too. And they said, so what are you doing? And he said, oh, we're still formulating the plan.
Well, then you aren't.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You know, you want to catch the wave.
You're going to.
But until you solidify it and wrap it all up and put a bow on it and then put it out there, you're not yet.
I don't know if it's Jaime Moore or Jamie Moore, but he said, my wife works for a logistics company, and the CEO said he won't get paid for 3 months to help pay company employees. That's badass.
That's really, really good.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the kind of things we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So we've already talked about it.
Did you see where the Boeing, was it the CEO? So the head of Boeing, I guess I should say, stepped down because she declined. She was against a $60 billion bailout for Boeing. She quit the board over the push for the $60 billion in bailout, which I found that to be interesting. She's apparently opposed to it. So I was like, I wonder. I mean, that's good because, there's going to be a lot of money that gets passed out to a lot of these companies.
The fire,
But here's the flip side of that, too, though, and you have to remember this. If you bail out Boeing, and of course you're bailing out execs because they all are getting their, you know, all of them have a golden parachute. If one executive is found to have been doing something shady and this time's a crisis, they're still going to get hundreds of millions of dollars to go away, right? Mm-hmm. So, but you have to remember that these bailouts too, you're bailing out companies that have jobs, that employ people. So you're also, you're saving people's jobs during these bailouts. I think to me, I'm not against a bailout for any industry, whether it's automobile or airlines or whatever right now, right? Whoever it might be, cruise ships, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because you're talking about jobs. But I just think it's wrong if you're bailing out Boeing for $60 billion and their CEO's salary is $50 million. Okay. Well, maybe you don't get $50 million. Maybe you're going to have to scrape by on $3 million during the bailout. You know what I mean? Like, that's where you have to use some common sense. You can't continue to make what you're making as the CEO if you're getting a bailout. That just shouldn't be allowed. It will be, because that's the world we live in. But that's the you know, the flip side. It's almost like, you know, the good is you're saving jobs by bailing out the airline industry. The bad is the CEOs are still going to get fat.
Oh, yeah, just obese.
Yeah.
With the money they're making.
Sucks.
And just to clarify, too, the Chronicle's initial story was that Tillman Fertitta's Post Oak Hotel employees were notified this week their benefits would be cut and the restaurant was going to have to shut down, dining operations ceased, and that part-time employees would have lost their jobs. Then, after the story ran with the Chronicle, Kelly Roberts, who was the chief administration officer of Landry's, and which is his hospitality company, said to follow up, no hourly or salaried employees have lost their jobs, and employees whose work has been cut will be eligible to use their vacation pay. The Post Oak Hotel remains that they will maintain pay and benefits for all employees currently enrolled in its health plan until they resumed June 30th, 2020.
Interesting.
But they only did that after the first story came out.
I did find the quote from the Boeing CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is her title? She resigned from the board of directors. But she said, while I know cash is tight, that is equally true for numerous other industries and for millions of small businesses. Haley wrote, I cannot support a move.
So it's Nikki Haley, who used to be in the Trump administration. Mm-hmm.
I cannot support a move to lean on the federal government for a stimulus or bailout that prioritizes our company over others and relies on taxpayers to guarantee our financial position. Boy, it's rare that you see people in her position coming out and saying those things.
Yeah.
Because they're just using it as an opportunity to profit personally. Utmost respect for Nikki Haley. Good for her.
I retweeted this, by the way. People are saying the kind of attitude you need to have right now with everything going on. There's a video of when Zion Williamson was like young in high school or whatever, and this kid that's half his size is supposed to guard him, and he starts clapping in Zion's face and getting all up in him, and Zion's like, who's this kid?
And that's funny.
It's just the kind of can-do attitude you got to have. So check it out at Pac-Man Joel. I put it out there for you. All right, we're going to continue to roll on with the final hour of the show. Don't go anywhere. Much more coming up next on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill with my mom and my pops. I came to get down.
So get out your seat and jump around. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back rolling through the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you guys out there and about still listening to the show. Shout out to another suspect. Drayon 290 said, glad I fertilized the yard last night as I'm doing my part to contribute to lawn talk.
There you go.
He said, glad I fertilized the yard last night. Jerry Boat chimes in, I'm about to run out there now. To which Ivan chimes in, and if we run out of toilet paper, I'll be fertilizing the yard too. That's absolutely fantastic.
That's
well
funny.
Played, sir. Well played.
Yeah, I got a mowing in last night.
No one asked.
All right. Okay. Hey, y'all. My name is Chris Dickerson. This is from the text line. Hey, y'all. My name is Chris Dickerson. I am the general manager of two restaurants called Red Oak Cafe in League City and Alvin. We are going to be closed for at least 2 weeks, and the owners of the company are paying every employee for those 2 weeks.
Great for you guys.
Good job.
Great job.
Love to hear it. That's the Red Oaks Cafe in League City and Alvin. Good for them. Love it. Go support them when they're back open. Hey, love the show, guys. What's going on with the podcast? Just got off, and I'm trying to get caught up on the show.
It'll be up. The first 2 hours will be up shortly.
You have to be patient. We're running a skeleton crew around here. No interns, obviously, for safety reasons. So it's up to Nicholas. He's obviously a part of the show, so he's unable to podcast and do the show at the same time. Hang tight, and we'll get those up, I promise.
Yep. Yeah, we're doing everything we can, but we also are trying to do the best we can to stay safe, which means protect the employees.
Not going near Nick. Oh.
We're coming in, and we're doing our jobs, but all the people that can either work from home or, you know, we can do it outside of the office, we're encouraging that.
And I want to point out, Nikki Haley, not the CEO of Boeing, on the board, and she stepped down because of it. So just to clear the air, which I did last segment, but people still lost their minds on the text line.
That's you again.
Yeah, you get the point.
Shocking that people on the text line would correct you.
Right. Can't believe that.
Nope. Obviously, I was going to say big plans for the weekend, but obviously everybody's going to be playing it by ear, just trying to do what they can to
for the weekend. In fact, I was just talking to Remy, who's the EP for the Houston Sports Show, and I was like, are we getting together? He's like, yeah, hit me up when you get done so we can figure out how to get the Barry on Sports recorded. So I'll probably have to record it myself now.
Yeah, because I said that even the television stations are trying to do skeleton crews in the actual facility. They're encouraging all of their on-air talent to if they have to be in, they're going to do the six-foot rule. But if they, in any way, shape, or form, if they can do it from their house, they're encouraged to do that.
So I'm thinking about, do I just do it in my office and have like a...
The bed.
Oh, you think I should do it in the bed?
Yeah, just like you said you were going to do for the show. Don't give that preferential treatment. Do it in the bed.
Don't think I won't do that.
I don't care if you do or don't.
Don't you dare for one second think that I won't set that camera up and film myself in bed laying there.
Do it.
Doing the Barry on Sports segment.
Then 10 years from now, when you look back at this, you can go, remember the time that I did a TV show from my bed?
They told me I could do it from home, and here I am. I might do that. That would be pretty funny,
Nick, you can go over to the house and do it with him.
I don't want Nick anywhere near my bed, bro. What are you talking about? And I don't want Nick anywhere near me.
It would.
We're 6 feet.
Okay.
Back it up.
It would have added a lot to the story.
Why?
Because you could have
said. He's never been on the show. He's never been. Why would that add anything to the story?
Because you could have said you actually did a segment on television in your bed.
With Shinobnob?
With your hand on Dick Shinobnob.
Nope. That's not.
Okay. Well, I tried.
Now you reached.
Well, maybe you did too if Nick was next to you in the bed. I'm
Touché.
Just letting you know. You don't know.
Touche.
If you're bored, you now can bet on the weather. If you saw this, we mentioned that you had the possibility of betting on Turkish and Russian soccer games in the past.
Oh.
Via online services.
Okay.
You can now bet on the weather. And they give a Houston example. Bovada is the website that has said that you can go and say in Houston, if they say the temperature today is going to be 81, you can get the over-under. Either over or under 81.
Who did I see tweet about this? I think it was Lil Uzi Vert, Steven Uzi.
Yeah, because that would make sense.
Yeah, and so I think he would be my hand. Just like you might go to, you know, Jerry Bow or Fred or AJ or I don't know. If you believed in my crazy spreadsheet, you might have had a few people asking me about stuff. When it comes to betting on the weather, I would go to Steven Uzek before you place your bets.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Because I think it was 2 days ago. I'd have to go back and see what the temperature was. But the over-under on temperature was 81. And see, that's a pretty good over-under right now in the city.
They also said that you can do, like, you can bet on a high for the day.
So really?
So next week it's supposed to get warm again.
Right.
So high for the day, they're guessing, could get as high as 94.
Now, do they do an over-under on the high, or do you have to nail what the high is going to be?
They're doing over-unders on
for the temperature.
For temperatures, but I don't know. It didn't get specific enough to say.
Is that just the high, the over-under on the high?
They said you could go either over-under 81 is an option, but on the high, they didn't specify whether you could pinpoint it or if you got to go.
Well, that must be the high because.
I think you got to nail it.
Because if you take the under on 81, it's going to be at 2 a.m., it'll be under 81. So I bet you it is the high temperature. Does it reach 81 or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. The weather, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting times.
Well, I'm going to check one more time because they even use Houston as an example. But they did say that in doing so, I hope that was about a text message.
Yes.
It says over-unders for different cities around the country, and you can do it looking at the over-unders for the temperatures in cities like Houston, Texas. Weather.com has the high set at 81 with clouds. Looks like there might be a shower possible. AccuWeather says it'll be 80. Betting on the weather just might be the itch you've been looking to scratch while you're in your house. And it says over 81 degrees Fahrenheit, under 81. What will be the maximum temperature in Jacksonville, Florida on March 18th? So it's a futures bet. So you got to bet the high on a certain day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the future. Right. Max temperature in L.A. Things like that.
People are still letting us know about their jobs. Somebody said, just to let you guys know, I work for CWS Propane, and they're still paying us in these hard times. The only stipulation is that we have to come to work every day and do our jobs. So, hey, you still got a job, because I could read you this next text message. I work at Macy's in the Woodlands. Our schedules all got canceled last Monday and are closed through at least the first few days of April, and they are not paying us. I have three kids and one on the way. No income. That's who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The people in position, the haves, need to take care of those that are struggling right now. Who it's really affecting. I hate to hear that. All my best to you, because that's just terrible.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, and again, whatever you can do to help. I mean, you know, when people are, you know, when they do food drives and things like that. But if you're collecting food, and there's ways that you can get canned goods and things to even whether it be retirement communities.
I saw a kid on the news. At Oak Ridge, up in my neck of the woods. Oh, I should say my red neck of the woods. Who is doing food drives for families. This kid, just a young kid who is collecting food and then giving it to families that have lost their jobs and can't afford food right now or whatever. It's outstanding. It's a lot of people are really stepping up. For all of the senators that are out there selling their stock early and being complete dicks about it, there's a lot of people that are stepping up and really helping. And those are the kind of folks I admire. We need more of those.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know what? Again, you need more Charles James in your life, too. Because everybody was talking about the XFL, and the Roughnecks are obviously claiming, if it ends this way, that they won the title.
Uh-huh.
And Dexter McCoyle, who was a member of the St. Louis Battlehawks, said, y'all did really well. 5-0. Clap, clap, clap. But we get into the championship, and but we were getting to the championship and planned on winning it. All we had to do is throw at you, period, to Charles James.
Ooh.
To which he put a clip up there of him defending a pass against the Battle Hawks and said, I'll just reply with this clip and leave it be. Y'all coach trash. You were trash. And y'all were ass. Hold that L.
Wow.
Keep doing you, Charles James.
Right?
Socks or no socks, keep doing you. We're going to continue to roll on. Got a half hour to go on the show. 30 minutes on the clock. When we come back, it's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an Friday. Barry, one more time, if you would, please. Instead of a comedian of the week, this week you encourage people. Take note.
Go check out The Secret Group online. They have a Facebook page, they have a YouTube page, and they have a Twitch account as well. The Secret Group is a comedy club here in Houston that obviously had to shut down because of coronavirus, COVID-19, and everything that's going on. A lot of comics out of work. Obviously, they're small business owners. They're local comics that started the club and run it. And so, in order to provide comedy to people and some levity and some entertainment, they are going to be doing stuff online and streaming a bunch of different types of shows. I'm talking to them. Maybe I might do a show with them as well. But all that content can be consumed from their Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube accounts. And then you'll be able to tip the performer, so it's a way for some of these comics that are full-time comics that don't have any other source of income to maybe scratch together a few bucks while they do what they love doing and entertaining people. So hats off to Stephen Brandow and everybody at The Secret Group that's doing whatever they can in the current environment that we live in.
And our good friend, Little Uzi Vert, Stephen Uzak, did chime in. Said that, damn right you can bet on weather. Three different places you can do that now. I said, well, you should be richer by the day. If you're good at what you do.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just keep on doing what you do. Predict the weather and make some cash.
A friend of mine, I was looking at the Facebook because I was trying to get the Connor Hogan. since he's quarantined, I guess, or you know, having to stay home. He put a garden in his yard. And you know, I always thought that people that gardened to be self-sustaining were kind of crazy. Now I get it. I was telling Nora, we got all this damn grass in the backyard. We may have to set up a little garden ourselves and start growing some food because damn.
Have you seen those? They used to. I've seen this on the market like five
gross
or six years.
Jackfruit, huh?
Yeah, you
five,
should.
That five, 6 years ago, they had this aeroponics machine that they sold at Target. And you would.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It would come with like the seeds that you can grow tomatoes. You can grow mint. You can grow. And it's all indoor.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's supposed to be pretty easy to handle.
It's because it sounds easy.
You don't have
easy.
To be no Barry Laminek to.
Green thumbed.
It sounds easy to just grow your own food, but it ain't that damn easy.
No, but it is weird though when you walk. I mean, I would expect
it's weird
Florida
to grow your own food.
Like, no, I'm saying, but can I finish?
No.
I'm walking down the street and I see that people, my neighbors have lemon trees and orange trees and all that. I was like, that would really be time consuming if you're going to actually eat the fruit.
A pear tree came with our house. Like we bought it over 25 years ago.
Was there a partridge in it?
I was kind of responsible for killing that tree, but
oh really?
God, I thought you were going to say the partridge.
I'm so surprised.
My mom's like, I'm going to be gone for 6 months. Take care of the pear tree,
and you did.
Oh boy, did she know what she was asking? I mean, people ask a lot of individuals, especially parents of their kids, asking you to take care of anything in the yard.
Been there since 1986. Poor pear.
The yard has
the pear tree.
The grass was gone. How soon?
The grass is still there. It still exists.
Remember that excursion when you had like friends and family trying to like get the tree off the fence?
Didn't you see grass?
I saw weeds.
It's on
the ground.
It's green doesn't mean it's grass.
Documented.
Weeds are green too.
The internet doesn't lie.
Okay. We'll go back and look.
Yeah.
I'll zoom in. That's the other thing. People always ask me for lawn advice, which I want to point out. It's not sponsored. None of these companies have been paying me to promote their products, but I do it anyways. Talking to you, Nitrofoss and Bonide and John Deere. Let's circle back after this all passes. But people will ask me for advice and I'll give it to them. And then rather than just say thanks and keep it moving, they'll come back and be like, all right, now what about this? What about that? It's like, bro, go buy Randy Lemon's book or something. I'm not your personal yard care. True Green makes a living off of this. I enjoy talking lawns, but I'm not like, go read.
Because people are like, it's pretty easy these days with this thing called the internet.
You told me to do this and it works, so now what about that? I got my own yard to take care of, bro.
I'm loving this commentary.
Googles it.
Randy Lemon is good at
what he does. I get a little upset because it's like, yeah, he's very good at what he does. He's got a whole radio show 2 days a week dedicated to it. Call Randy and ask. But don't hit me up on Twitter at 11:30 at night asking me to solve your yard problems. And I ain't making no money off of it. I don't think so, player. Give me a sponsor, and I'll do lawn talk every day for all y'all.
On a podcast.
A 15 podcast.
Yeah.
Listen, if we can make money on this show.
Or on Twitter.
No. And the 15 don't exist no more. Although.
I still follow it on Twitter, dog. I don't know what you're talking about.
When's the last time that there's been a tweet? I don't even know what the login is.
About to hit the unfollow.
I don't even know what the look. Yeah, go ahead. I don't. Anything will hurt my feelings.
It's done. What, you're done? Seriously?
I'm not doing that again. It was too much work. I have thought about when I was talking to Stephen Brando at the Secret Group. This was my idea for what I still might do this just to pass time while we go through all this. But I was thinking about like a debate show called Fight Me, where you just have a take on something, and you have two or three comedians on the show. And you have each of you have like four or five things you're passionate about for that episode. And you'd be like mine would be like, greatest rapper of all time is Ice Cube. Fight me. And then whoever just vehemently disagrees, we just have that argument.
Well, Nick's there.
So it's really more of an argument. It's less talk, more arguing.
Nick,
I don't want just like
table.
I agree. Like, no, there should be arguing. And if someone gets punched, they get punched. I think that would be a good, you know, if a fight breaks out, that's what happens. We'll all get over it. I'm thinking that would be pretty good. Now, what we could do is get some of these unemployed strippers and have them do it in mud. That's just me spitballing here. Don't worry about it. Just making things up as I go.
The coronavirus has made you really evolve your imagination. Just sitting at home thinking about all this weird stuff.
Yeah, well, got to come up with something, right? Got to come up with something. You would watch Joel.
No.
Yeah, you would.
The Laminack Factor?
No.
No?
No. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to do something. Because I keep getting, people keep asking me to do shows online. And I'm right now, I feel like I'm
AJ did this week.
What?
Asked you to do shows online.
No. But
I'm
seriously getting requests to do stand-up over the internet. And I'm not.
Well, why are you so against this?
I don't know.
It's unprecedented times.
Aren't you giving up your material too?
Okay. I'm not opposed to
publish
it.
Something now. I'm just joking.
You just wanted to come here again. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to it. I just don't know how I feel about it, if I'm being honest. Half of me realizes that it's going to be something new. This could be eventually be the way that the industry goes. Although I think there's always going to be people that want to go and see it live. But it's groundbreaking. But half of me is just traditional in that I just feel like half of comedy is the live audience and the other half is the performer. And so doing just jokes to a crowd. Now, I'm talking stand-up. I'm not talking about whether it's a podcast or something like that. But I'm talking legitimately. People are like, I'll hand you, you know, you have a microphone, the camera's on, and you just do your act. That's different than saying, all right, I'll do a podcast where I talk about funny stuff or I tell funny stories or just chop it up with people or do, you know, the usual suspects where we do a show and I try to tell funny stories or whatever. That's all different. I'm talking about a traditional stand-up set.
But you feed off the audience.
A lot of it is.
If they react positively and they're laughing and they're cheering, then you get a little momentum and you...
Yeah. Now, if I still might just do something where I'm like, all right, go to my YouTube channel and every day I'm going to post a video where I just rant and talk about stuff. That's different because somebody was like, Barry, I think what you're describing is a YouTube channel. I'm like, no, because I'm actually having people that want me to do my material. They want me to do a set. And that's different than, you know, if I have a joke written about something and we're talking about it, I might do the joke and not tell you guys I do the joke. And then, you know, whether people laugh or not, I don't know because obviously it's radio. There's no feedback. I might work it in now and then, but I don't just straight do a 30-minute set of material.
But also, obviously this thing is going to pass.
Yeah, of course.
And if you use a lot of your material and put it out there, then people are going to say, why do I got to go see Barry in person?
I've already seen
it. Because I've seen...
Well, that's the other thing, too. And also, I mean, I'm still in talks with this record company about recording it and releasing it. So I don't know. I got to figure it out.
Well, it's not something you make a knee-jerk reaction to. You just kind of, do some research on it, see what you think, and then at a different time you can make the decision. Obviously, right now everybody's just hungry for content.
That's the thing I'm concerned most about is that I want to put out content and I want to keep doing this and you know I don't use my YouTube channel. And AR Platinum, to his credit, has been on me forever about getting my YouTube channel going and utilizing it and. I just got to figure it out. I don't know. You know, I don't want to do something that I'm not going to commit to like the 15th. So.
All right. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. Nick and I were there like a week ago. And boy, do they take care of their customers. You walk in the front door and immediately they ask, do you want water? Do you want Gatorade? Are you comfortable in the lobby? Would you be more comfortable in the examination room? We want to make you comfortable so we can talk to you and solve your problems. Whatever they may be. They treat you like a family or a trusted friend. Rooted in compassion and a desire for great outcomes, they're not just another testosterone therapy clinic. They're going to address anything and everything you got going on. In addition to traditional methods of testosterone injections, Apollo Men's Health also offers cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy that reduces your weekly visits, but also maintains your overall wellness in a more convenient way. They also offer body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy, all to increase your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth, so invest in yourself. Call 832-664-9966, 832-664-9966, or better yet, go to their website, apollomh.com. You can book your first appointment right there. Most major insurance is accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Believe me, you'll be glad you did.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7. We always tell you, ESPN975.com, your one-stop shop for everything, for all your favorite shows on the station. You can, one, if you missed any portion of today's show, click on the Usual Suspects tab at the top of the page. The menu pops down. You can catch up on the hours you missed today on an FEF Friday. And then, when you get back to the front page, you can follow the instructions on how to download the app. Therefore, you don't miss any of the shows ever again on ESPN 97.5.
Do it.
And if you're bored and because you're quarantined or you're locked up in the house, go to sportsmap.com and check out all the stuff that we continue to put out there for you guys from all the different talent on the stations. Check that out, and maybe it'll keep you entertained along the way.
Yeah, AJ and myself and Raheel did some videos this week. So I think the first one came out, and I mentioned it earlier about the Bob tax when Raheel said that they had to pay a Bill O'Brien fee. We called it the Bob tax, and there's going to be some Astros content and more football content. So hit up SportsMap as much as you can. Go check it out. You're bored. You ain't got nothing to do anyways. Go read all of the internet, starting with Sports Map.
Yeah, definitely do a good suggestion. So do that and keep tabs on the station as we continue to roll through a good week, tough week. Thank God to the NFL for keeping us afloat.
Thank God Bill O'Brien sucks at his job. Thank God.
That's the one thing that we can be thankful for with Bill O'Brien. He gave us enough content to fill basically the entire week.
So El Quesito, I got that wrong. Queso Peso said, make an OnlyFans comedy page. I don't know what that is. I don't know how I would use it. I don't know. And then somebody said, Barry, use Zoom. You can see the viewers and their reactions live if you're doing comedy. Yeah, still. I don't know. I might
fake
just
audience laugh, maybe?
Huh?
Like a fake audience
laugh?
Yeah,
somebody said Fallon does that. He does his monologue from his porch, and then he uses his laptop to cue fake laughter. And again, well, now that he's doing that, I can't do that because that would be stealing his bit. I don't know. I'll say this, and this is a shameless plug, but if you want, just go hit up my YouTube channel, Barry is Funny, and then if I do stuff, it's going to be on that. Yeah, see?
Well played,
Nicholas. AR Platinum has been on me about it. So if I do anything, it'll most likely be YouTube and on that channel. So Barry is Funny. Okay.
Any more shameless plugs?
You can let no.
No?
I don't want to be that dude that does the YouTube just where he's like, hey, what's up, guys? It's old Barry Bear back with another video or vlog. And then at the end, he's like, make sure you like and subscribe so that I can keep. I don't want to do that. And I don't even think AR Platinum does that. I think you have to do it.
AR Platinum says, hey, show me some support. I think every subscribe. YouTube channel.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be that guy.
You're not really that guy when millions of people across the country and the world are doing that.
So it's not like people don't know to subscribe, right? Like, I don't mind coming on and saying, hey, I have a YouTube channel. If you're a fan of mine and you want to go follow it. But every video, no. If I just tweet about it once, hey, here's a funny video that I posted on my YouTube. If you go subscribe, that'd be great. I don't mind plugging it that way. I'm not above promotion. But it's like every video, every time, and they're like, make sure you like and subscribe and hit me back and leave a comment and send me $5 and post a boob shot and all those things. I don't know. I don't want to go that far. Fall into that. Now I'm just some damn hipster.
I want to start a YouTube channel, AR Platinum. Let me know. I want to make some money in these trying
Around
times.
The horn's already taken.
Listen, no one asked you. I asked AR Platinum for a name, not you. Oh. AR Platinum wouldn't have said something like that.
You could be AR.
You and AJ,
You should be AR Copper.
Dick Schnobnob.
Yeah. Do the Dick Schnobnob channel.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to better myself.
I really
Dick's place.
Make a name
I'm
for
sure,
myself.
I'm sure this has just already been done, but I'm just spitballing here. There's no wrong answers when you brainstorm. But you should do porn reviews on YouTube.
I should not do that. I think I would be good at
Dude,
that.
Do and you
I,
know that there's like a 7 or 8 year old kid that does toy reviews?
Oh, yeah.
That has like millions of followers and just rolling in dough.
My one of my best friends, Shane, is incredibly jealous of that kid and wants his kid to do that so he can make money off of his kid. So I get it.
I said for the amount of toys you buy, Taylor, start having her do reviews. I think she would kill it.
Well, that's what y'all need to do. Some of you people who have adorable kids, put them up on YouTube, make some money off your kids. Look,
there you go.
When they Pour turn 18,
yeah, at least they get all freaked out about that.
When Let's they turn 18, you can't. They're keeping everything.
Hmm? Yep.
Cheer.
It did. Gabby's out there just getting whored out by her parents as
Gabby
a cheerleader. Poor Gabby.
Nick, the next time you're in Vegas, you might want to hit up Little Darlings.
What's that?
Little Darlings is a strip club in Vegas that is now offering drive-through lap dances, nude hand sanitizer wrestling. So for those of you looking to blow off a little coronavirus steam.
Oh, what? Nude
hand sanitizer wrestling.
Doesn't that get into your and hurt?
I would imagine shorts.
I mean,
I think even if you had on shorts, you're still going to get a hand sanitizer in your Virginia.
I don't think you're wrestling. I think you're watching them.
Use that cup that you put on your face on the Facebook.
It doesn't matter. Your B-hole and your Virginia are still getting hand sanitizer in them if you get into a bucket of hand sanitizer.
Well, they're taking one for the team.
I don't care. Unless you're wearing saran wrap.
There's got to be something waterproof that you can wear.
They're taking one for the team. You're not wrestling. They are. Let them have it. Duke it out.
Who wants to watch somebody wrestle in a scuba suit? That's the whole point of going and seeing chicks, not in a scuba suit. So if you're going to get in hand sanitizer, ouch.
Don't knock it unless you try it, bro.
Well, I ain't trying it.
What's a drive-through lap dance consist of?
Like she jumps in the car? Like what happens?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it like drive up, but you just got to watch through the drive-through window? Or are they in the car?
I don't think getting in the car because that would just
be with all everything going on, right?
I'm not paying for
that. New hand sanitizer. They said that Nevada has ordered non-essential businesses to close during the virus, but Little Darlings is still going. They said, the club hasn't changed its stance on the situation, and here's their statement. Our team has been working hard, sanitizing every inch of our venue to provide the safest experience for our guests. Our doors will remain open. We will continue providing world-class adult entertainment. Your health and wellness is our top priority. Come in and join our entertainers and the award-winning and cleanest gentlemen's club. They used several adjectives in there.
Did they?
Yep.
I don't know how hand sanitizer nude wrestling is going to go. I just have a feeling it's not going to go well.
Starting this weekend, guests will be able to drive up to the front door, pay $100, and get a 10-minute XXX show from the comfort and safety of your car.
XXX.
Yep.
So two chicks making out.
Yeah, and even on their social media, it's
and watch porn. Why? What? Don't. It's not worth the risk. Now you want to get crazy? You know, use hand sanitizer as a lube. See how that goes. It's gonna be the same thing if they wrestle in it. And then you can ow! Yeah. Use a little icy hot. I don't know. Spice it up a little bit. Don't do that.
Wow, you're just going to have people run into the emergency room.
Yes, I hope so. No, I don't. Buddy Munger here. Just remember, truck drivers never stop. Keep on trucking, buddy. And everybody out there that's driving trucks, please be safe.
Pookie
and we appreciate you. That's right.
All you got.
Absolutely.
Yep.
If you're sheltering in the Woodlands area and restaurant doesn't deliver, there is the Woodlands Courier Service. It's the woodlandscourierservice.com, and they offer express delivery. I just bought a shirt from Gooseworks. What's it called? I got to look it up. But it's a shirt for it's half of the money. It's gooseworksart.com. And then you buy the shirt because, you know, I wear Houston shirts for every show. They have a fundraiser tab if you go to gooseworksart.com, and it's called Houston to Go. And half of the money goes to – it's a nonprofit that benefits the service industry. So when you buy the shirt, $20 goes to Gooseworks, which is a screen printing business, small business. They have a couple of employees. And the other half of the $20 goes to the service industry fundraiser. So
good deal.
Yep. Stuff like that goes a long way, man. Stuff like that goes an absolutely long way.
Shout out to Francisco who basically tweeted us and said, no parent pickup line today, but this one and I just got in the car. It's his daughter. Thanks, guys. She's a suspect in training. All is good. We love that.
Yeah, Francisco's kids have been subjected to some stuff listening to this show. They're going to grow up and be well-rounded adults because they haven't been sheltered because Francisco lets them listen. Shout out to Donna. Hey, guys, thank y'all for being a bright light in what is a pretty dark week for the majority of the suspects. Y'all are the best. We love you, Donna.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for listening and being a day one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So with that, basically, we'll put a bow on it for the week. Tell you guys, thank you very much. We appreciate you guys listening. Even more so, we appreciate you guys listening to what everybody is telling you is the right advice for right now. If you don't have to be out, don't be out. If you can basically make sure you do the social distancing, do it. Don't do the groups of 10 or more. And make sure if you do that in the short term that we're all going to be better off in the long term, and then hopefully sports will be back and there'll be business as usual for all of us. But in the meantime, be safe out there. Take care of your family first. And we're going to be back on Monday. Hopefully so will you. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the
Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, what the hell?
Ain't this some sh-